From Bradley University, this is Outside the Horseshoe. I'm Tanya Coombs. The city of Peoria is using a different approach to handle nuisance properties and the property owners. It's the result of the expanded nuisance property program recently approved by the Peoria City Council. It includes the reorganization of the Neighborhood Services Unit within the Peoria Police Department and includes a code enforcement officer with outreach to other city agencies, like the Public Works Department, in variable circumstances. Tony Allen and Doug Burgess are the nuisance abatement officers with the Peoria Police Department. We met them standing at the side of a property on Northeast Adams and Caroline Streets. It's boarded up and wearing several bright orange stickers that read, "Occupancy Prohibited."
We've dealt with the owner of this property since November of last year, when this property was deemed uninhabitable, back in November 13th of last year. They were given 72 hours to get out of this building. They ignored it. They have since set up residences in this business, or in this property, which is not zoned for that. They're living there. Okay. It was then again found uninhabitable. Apparently the first time wasn't good enough. They came back here. They ruled it uninhabitable again, gave them 72 hours to get out. They ignored that one as well. So it's not like we have just sprung this on the owner of this property.
The main problem with the building, there's a front wall on Adams Street side that's buckling, could collapse at any time. The roof itself could collapse at any time. So there are certain areas in the building that people can go in and retrieve their personal property. The majority of the building, no one is to be allowed in because it's an unstable position that it could collapse at any time.
Officer Allen says the new ordinance will probably affect less than 2% of landlords or property owners in the city. He is our guest in studio for this Outside the Horseshoe. Officer Allen, thank you for taking the time to be on Outside the Horseshoe, because you have kind of a busy schedule nowadays.
Yes, I do. Thank you for having me.
You and I met at 1415 Northeast Adams with your counterpart, Doug Burgess.
Yes.
You guys were taking a look at a piece of property there, making sure that it had remained secure.
That is correct.
The details about that property suggest that it wasn't fit for human habitation, despite the fact that there were people not only operating a business that was not zoned, but they were living in that property.
That is correct. Myself and other members of the Peoria Police Department, approximately 6 to 8 weeks ago, were inside of the building looking for a subject who was wanted by the police for other criminal offenses. And as a result of that, taking a look around at the inside of the building, saw the condition of the interior. And my job as the nuisance abatement officer, I look at those things and determine, is this place habitable? There were holes in the roof where you could actually see sunlight through. That got my attention, as well as the fact that there are people living inside of this building. So that just kind of started the entire investigative process as to what's the building zoned for and why are these people in there.
There's been some conversation that's gotten back to you from neighborhood folks, people who live in and around that area, who care about their residents and their businesses, are talking about that.
Yes, they are.
What are you hearing?
What I'm hearing is that people have taken notice of what we are doing, and that's a good thing. Sherry Carter Allen is our code enforcement officer who's assigned to the police department. She spoke with me this morning and told me that she's gotten word from some other landlords that they have noticed that this building has been boarded up, and they asked why it was boarded up. She was able to tell them limited information because we're still kind of working a criminal case aspect of this building as well. But she did inform them that we are doing building inspections, and she told them that they might want to kind of get their buildings up to code, kind of look at things in which they're doing, because this is one of our passions. We're going to start looking at properties that are in disrepair, and we're going to start doing investigations on them. Will it lead to more properties being boarded up? We hope not. We honestly would just like for some of the property owners to just look at the deficiencies within their property and realize that some things need to be brought up to code so that it's safe not just for the people in that building, but for the surrounding community as well.
Does it seem like it's also serving to encourage people to learn a little bit more about what is an appropriate city standard? Like,
yeah,
what is the city enforcement standard on how I need to keep the exterior of my property and or the interior of my property?
Our goal is for everyone to take a look at their property and see, you know, if the gutter's hanging off, or is there vegetation growing inside the gutter? Is the paint chipping on the outside? Are there electrical issues? Does the house appear to be as if it needs some kind of structural repair? Take a look at these issues and make these repairs so that it improves the quality of the neighborhood itself. If a home looks run down and in disrepair, it brings down the property value. The other citizens that live around this house see how bad that it is, and then some may just decide that, you know, if this house next door looks bad, why should I care about how mine looks? So we want everyone to take stock of the way your home looks, and for the property owners, whether they live in the property or not, look at the home, see if there's anything that you can do to improve its aesthetic look so that it improves the overall quality of the neighborhood.
Last week, the city had been in a protracted process with a property near Knoxville and War Memorial Drive.
Yes.
And that property was destroyed. Mm-hmm. This is kind of a new territory for the city to enter into, in that the person who owned that property would have likely liked to have still been living in that property. And the city had made efforts for the better part of at least 5 or 6 years, I believe, to try to get that property to a point that it had health, life, safety standards present.
When I assumed this position at the police department, I was first made aware of the property and the individual that lived there. I was given all the information as to what had transpired prior to my taking this position. When we did an inspection of the property for an administrative search warrant that was executed on it, the house was in deplorable condition. If you've ever watched the TV show Hoarders, it was worse than that. There was no electrical power, no running water. The individual was using 5-gallon buckets as their bathroom, and these were inside of the home. It was an extreme disrepair. It took a while to go through the legal process for the house to be brought down, but that was by far the only option. The homeowner was given the opportunity to clean the property, but they made no effort whatsoever to rectify the situation.
People have said to me, I've seen a whole lot more orange stickers in the more heritage parts of the city than I think I've seen in recent times before. That may have a lot to do with the fact that the city has a new nuisance abatement that includes something called the Neighborhood Service Unit. It is a pretty big deal. This is the collaboration of multiple units within city government.
Yes.
Coming together to make an effort to really make sure that the older parts of the city get to remain proud.
We are streamlining and making city government a little more efficient. We are going into the neighborhoods to improve the quality of life of the people that live there, one house at a time. Our goal is to go after the problem properties. We have added a code enforcement officer to the police department. Prior to that, it would require me to send an email or a phone call to someone in code enforcement, and typically I would get a different code officer each time, and they had their own caseload, so sometimes it was difficult to get one to work on the property in which that I was interested in. So now we have one in the police department. We work together as a team. If there's a house that I need inspected, she takes care of that inspection. If there's an inspection in which she needs to do, which she feels might not be safe, it's my job to go with her, make sure that she does her inspection without fear of someone harming her while she's trying to do her job.
The nuisance service unit consists of 9 people. That has a lieutenant and a sergeant within the police department.
Yes.
You are largely the face of making this policy go because you're the one who's been interacting with the city council when they have questions about how this is working.
Yes.
You're the one who steps to the microphone to answer those questions.
Yes.
Your counterpart in this is Officer Doug Burgess. There are 3 different officers that rest in the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd district neighborhoods. Those guys are also on the team. And then you've got a neighborhood specialist. And then you've, of course, got the code enforcement person that you were just talking about.
Correct.
And then you also bring in public works officials if necessary.
When we conducted an administrative search warrant on the property at Northeast Adams, that was bringing together different parts of community development from City Hall. It's speaking with Ross Black, their supervisor, requesting a building inspector, an electrician, a plumbing inspector. We also had a member from the fire department, Brad Pearson, who came and did the fire department's portion of the inspection. It's just bringing together all the resources, collaborating, scheduling a time in which we can all get together and go look at the building, each individual with their specialty, determining whether or not the building is safe for someone to be in and what are the problems that need to be addressed. It's getting everyone together that knows their job and then coming up with a final report.
This particular group of people who are coming together ask for these assignments.
Yes. Yes, we did. We had an interview process at the police department for anyone who was interested in the neighborhood officer position as well as the nuisance abatement officer. From those interviews, they were picked based upon their passion for the job, their seniority, and what they would bring to the team. Everyone who's on this team wants to be on this team. The officers who are living in the neighborhoods want to live in the neighborhoods because they have a passion for wanting to make a difference. One of the things that I've even talked with my counterpart, Doug Burgess, about, we both came from patrol, and one of the things that kind of frustrated both of us is that we would answer the patrol call, do the report, we'd be there for 20 minutes, half an hour, however long it would take, and then we would have to move on to the next call. We didn't get to see it through. When we're in this position now, we get to see it from the beginning to the end. We get to see the outcome. We get to have an impact on the outcome. My 3rd or 4th month doing this job, I was able to help a young lady who lives on East Nebraska. She was having all kinds of problems with her neighbors. The end result was the problem neighbors were evicted from the property. And when the homeowner called to thank me, she was crying on the phone, saying at how miserable her life had been with these people living next door, that she was now getting some relief. For me, that felt good, knowing that I made a difference in this woman's life.
If you live in an older part of the city, chances are you've got neighbors fairly close. And if you've got a neighbor not taking care of their property,
yes,
and or, you know, general crazy life behavior, it can be really uncomfortable.
We have a lot of homeowners still within the city of Peoria. And this is not to say that everyone who rents property is a bad tenant, but we do have those individuals. They have no vested interest in the property. They really don't care about the neighborhood. These are the individuals who have the loud parties, the fights regularly. One of the things that I investigate is the calls for service, how many times the police have been to a particular property. And there are some in which the police are there just about every other day for different reasons. And sometimes it's for the same reason. These are the individuals that this unit, which I'm in, we're targeting. We do annual landlord training with the new ordinance that's now gone into effect. We are going to have educational get-togethers at the police station for these landlords, let them know that this is the type of behavior that we expect from your tenants. We would also plan on problem tenants, bringing them to the police station. And, you know, you can talk to people. Whether or not they choose to change their behavior is completely up to them, but at least inform them that your life choices, your bad behavior is having an impact on the people in which you live around. We have the knowledge of where to point that individual in the right direction to help them.
So is the Neighborhood Services Unit then working also with Don't Shoot?
Yes, we do. Some of the issues associated with the Don't Shoot program affect neighborhoods. The task force keyed in on the individuals who were involved in the shooting, and then my aspect, or what the Neighborhood Services Unit does, is we get involved with the homeowner where this crime was committed. My job is to investigate how many times the police have been there and if this is, in fact, a nuisance property. With the Don't Shoot program, the whole philosophy is when you get the attention of the police, you get the full attention of the police, not just our Don't Shoot task force, but also our Neighborhood Services Unit, to see if there is some kind of nuisance property aspect of whatever crime was committed, and then we take the appropriate action.
You could be a really busy guy during your average workday.
I am a very busy guy during my average workday. It started last year with just two of us in this unit, and this year it has expanded to the three neighborhood officers as well as another nuisance officer. When we came in to work Monday morning, we added six new nuisance cases between myself and Officer Burgess. There has been talk that as the police department get our staffing levels up, that we may have to add a third officer because of the caseload in which we are both currently under.
Do you foresee a time that the Neighborhood Services Unit and the work that could be done there between the Neighborhood Services Unit and Don't Shoot and the intersection of code enforcement, where it all comes together, if you guys are able to continue this assertive pace that you have with this,
yes,
that it may actually reduce the caseload of the Peoria Police Department overall?
There's that possibility. I told my coworkers, I said, with everything that we've done so far, I said, we're just getting started. Mm-hmm. So we've got a lot more work ahead of us. And, you know, that would be a great goal, is if overall we could reduce crime, we could improve the quality of life in the neighborhoods in this city. That's kind of one of our goals that we would like to do with more staffing members in this unit. That could be our focus. Not to jinx ourselves, I said, but we seem to be having some success. When you become successful in this program, you then focus on other aspects. You don't just go after the gun crime. If you've reduced your gun crime and you can then focus on some other crime, that's hopefully what we would be able to do with an increase in the number of nuisance officers, going after the nuisance properties, improving the quality of life within the neighborhoods. People would look at, we live in a nice community, we live in a nice neighborhood, so they take stock in that and they become much more active and more vocal in keeping their neighborhoods nice. Drive out the crime.
Officer Tony Allen, thank you for taking the time to be with us on Outside the Horseshoe.
Thank you very much for having me.
I'm Tanya Kuntz. You've been listening to Outside the Horseshoe on Peoria Public Radio, 89.9 FM, WCBU HD1.